Don, did you happen to pass out those papers?
Yes.
So most of you have a sheet. Can I have one? You have an extra one? Great, thank you. Most of you were handed out this sheet. If you could just pull it out, we're going to talk about it. We're pretty excited about James becoming a deacon, and we're going through the process now of actually bringing you and getting you involved in the process. And part of the process is that James needs to be above reproach and needs to have the character traits that are listed in Titus 1 and 1 Timothy 3. What you have here is a sheet that lists many of these traits, or these traits that have been listed, and we've kind of done a culmination of the two and put them in a sheet for you. The purpose of this is that we make sure that the character of this young man is such that there isn't anything that would reproach him. Now, we're not asking you to be overly critical. We know that James has his faults, probably maybe one or two. But we're not asking for perfection in this. What we are asking for is if there's anything that seems to stand out as inappropriate. Now, I've just got to warn you that if you mark something on here that seems to convey to us that maybe there's a problem, we're going to be coming to you. And we're going to be asking you specifically, okay, what's the issue? Not for the purpose of gaining bad stuff on James, but for the purpose of getting it fixed, because our goal is to see him in this office, and certainly his desire is as well. If you look at the list with me, it says that in this list that there are certain things that you can circle. The S, the N, the W. S is for strong, that he is strong in his demeanor, that he is dignified, or that he is, if you perceive him neutral in this, or weak, you just circle one of those. And at the very end, if in fact you have a little blank spot down at the bottom, if there's anything in particular that you want us to know. Now, once again, be careful of the things that you list, because we're going to be asking you about it. And, you know, some people, hey, want a visit from the pastor, other people don't. But just giving you a fair warning that we'll visit you on this. But our desire, once again, is to see him in this office, because we have seen the character traits. And one of the things that we do is not only ask you, but we actually go to his place of business. And Joshua, why don't you come on up here? Josh has actually been the one that has been doing the discipleship with James, hasn't he? And so you guys have, how long have you been meeting?
About 2.5 years.
2.5 years, yeah. So you're one of the speedy ones. That's true. That's true. He's one of the speedy ones.
He's one of the speedy ones. So, him and Don.
Right. Yeah. 3 years, so. Right. Yeah.
Remind me a lot of each other.
Right.
They do.
They do. The character traits.
Steady.
Tell me what happened. You went to his place of business.
I'd been to his place of business more than once. Mm-hmm. And so I got to talk to different guys even before they knew we were doing the character test. And one of the things, being a younger guy in the workplace, in the workforce, and then being in charge, sometimes you get some of the older men that are under you will not like it very much.
Right.
But the one thing that I can say is the older men that I did meet had nothing but respect to say about James. And so these are things that I even got to see before I even talked to any of the other people for the test.
Right.
Because I had to ultimately call certain ones.
Right. What are the kind of things that you're asking?
Oh, let's see here. I asked as far as what was his work ethic, and everybody said it was great. I asked, were there times that he was directing people to Christ? And they said, oh, yeah, he's very bold in that.
So some with a chagrin maybe say that weren't really happy about the fact that
I think almost every one of them would, at least for the amount, say, yeah, he'll pray with you in a heartbeat. And even so, that was pretty cool to see. You know, those times that he would pull different ones off to the side and pray with them as they were having rough times at work. That was one of the things that two of the guys had said as well, was that he's quick to pray with us. Mm. And we appreciate that. Mm. So that was pretty nice to hear. was he good at handling problems when they popped up? And they said, oh, yeah, he's just, they had nothing but good things to say about him all the way around.
Right. So and his temperament was such that he didn't get angry easy.
Pretty level.
Right.
You know, even when things would seem, you know, where he had to discipline different ones, he didn't seem to go up or he didn't seem to go down. He just kind of seemed to stay right there in the middle. And that's why I say he just reminds me so much of Mr. Don.
Right. You know? Consistency in his life.
I mean, just a consistent behavior.
Yeah. You've been meeting with him now for 2.5 years, so.
Yeah, for a while. you almost forget how long it is after a while.
Right.
You know, it just begins to become, and I don't want to use the word routine, but it begins to become consistent.
And I remember you came to me and said, you know, I really believe that this man is, you know, mm-hmm. right here. And what was it that made you feel that way?
Well, I think just the consistency. Mm-hmm. But what really...
Sort of, as Timothy says, teach faithful men.
Yeah, the faithfulness of being there.
Right.
There was different times where we had to change times and schedules. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like even now, we're meeting at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, and so, because that's really the only time that we can meet. Mm-hmm. With this schedule, with my schedule. Mm-hmm. So, the faithfulness, but going through the Word in a consistent manner. And... understanding it, a desire to want to do it.
Right.
That, I think that's the biggest.
Right.
When you meet somebody who wants to do it.
Wasn't just head knowledge.
And you know the other thing too, right. And we're talking about this, you never had to tell him what to do. He just did it.
Right.
Like those very rare times that I would ever have to say, well, you know, you need to do this. Very rare. You know, very rare. I remember there was a time when you came up to me and you said, look, you need to do this. And I was young and I walked in and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know? But he wanted to do it. And that's when I said that was the mark.
Right.
It's not one of those guys that you have to keep telling over and over. It's not somebody that you have to, but he was walking by faith.
Well, one of
on
the things,
his own.
One of the things we talk about is a love for God. Not necessarily a love for a position or a love for a ministry.
And I'm glad you brought that up too, because we even talked about it yesterday. But the reason why he went into discipleship, and you know, because at first when he first came, he was a very quiet young man. But when he first went into discipleship, I think me and him didn't talk very much at all. Quite opposite people. But he did not go into discipleship. He did not go into, i.e., desiring to know Christ more, because that's what discipleship is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to get that mixed up.
Right.
I want to know Christ more. I want to know God more,
right.
Because I want to be a leader in my family. That was why he did it. Mm-hmm. And he knew that the only way he was going to get to stable ground and to be a good leader in his family was through God.
Right.
So he didn't go into the mindset of, I'm going to do this because I want a position.
Right.
It wasn't position and then study. It was, I just want to know the Lord. And as he began to grow in the Word, the Spirit of God began to set him apart.
Right.
It wasn't even him politicianing for a position.
Right, right.
And I just looked up the word factious man, you know.
Right.
He wasn't politicking.
Right.
He wasn't looking for, it didn't have nothing to do with position.
Right.
The Spirit of God says, that's the one I want to put in a position.
Right.
It wasn't even him.
Right.
And so that's how I knew, you know, because God starts to set you apart. It's
and
not you.
And when you first started the discipleship, you were a pretty quiet guy.
Yeah.
Well, maybe even now. I don't know. But you want to expound upon that? But yeah. But the Lord really put a boldness in you, that so much so that you were ministering right there at work. And had a Bible study. Do you still meet together?
Some of that group moved on to a different company at this mm-hmm. point. But we do still have times where it's not necessarily at the same time every day, but there's opportunities to get together. They know I've always got my backpack with me, and they know everybody knows what's in it. So,
right.
You know, as different things come up, you know, it's there's been a freedom to have that as a resource.
And I know there have been a lot of opportunities where you could just close the door to your office and have somebody come in and you could counsel them in the scripture And what a wonderful opportunity that, on top of the fact that God has given you real desire to minister to young people. And at first, little did you know that that you would be doing such a thing. But you just, it was almost like the compulsion of the Spirit of God, because it wasn't something that you were searching for, but it's just like he pushed you into that. Pressed into service, huh?
Definitely.
Praise the Lord. And we're so thankful for your beautiful wife. That, and I'm talking about in the heart as well.
Right.
That just has been a great encouragement to us. And you know, one thing that stands out to me with Savannah is she has standards, and the convictions that she has, she holds to.
Yeah.
And I'm just really impressed by that.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're so thankful for. Yeah.
Amen.
Anything else you wanted to say in regard to that? We were talking the other day about your parents-in-law, your mom and dad,
right.
And just the wonderful role that they played in and your ministry, and even encouraging you at the young time that you were you were coming to the church, and you began coming. I know there was a lot of spiritual encouragement through them, and it's paid off.
Yeah, it says they're olive branches
right
around the table. The one thing, too, that you see in Timothy with Lois and Eunice, but I was telling you yesterday how, you know, I was convicted, and it's just a small thing of that sign, you know, getting a sign up, but really out there desiring to serve in the body, it was like the Lord just flooded my heart with the thankfulness for Dave and Diane, and that thankfulness for how much they've served and how faithful they've been. I remember times being younger and being real, I mean, I was just really zealous, and I'd want to argue a lot, and we wanted to argue about music. And Dave liked his music, you know, and I did too. But I was bad about picking fights about anything. And I remember Dave just walked away, and he wouldn't argue with me. And I got home that night, and I told Michelle, I said, that was such an honorable thing, because it taught me what I need to do in the future. And I've never forgot that about you, Dave. And just your faithfulness in being here every Sunday, every Wednesday. The nights when the youth would meet at your house, and y'all would play that game, and that I was never any good at. And I told Michelle, I said, I just don't like it because I'm not any good at it. I said, I want to win. But then I realized that, you know, but the way I've watched you take that time, and Miss Diane's heart too, with teaching my children. And some people may say, oh, there's only two in there. But I tell you, that's a blessing for us, because my kids get one-on-one learning. And the growth I've seen in my children through the labor of Diane is just an amazing thing. Y'all's faithfulness has truly blessed us, and we're thankful for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. So we're looking forward to these days. Yeah, we're going to give basically a 2 or 3 weeks for this. So hang on to it, turn it in when you're finished, and you might want to just sit down and talk with James. He's kind of a fun guy to talk with. Surprise.
How do you do that?
Well, you may have to do more of the talking, but. No, that's true. James, and you want to talk to him about the Word, boy, he knows the Word. And he's excited about talking about the Word. And this is the thing we're encouraged about. Well, let's go in prayer. Father, we give you thanks for your leading and directing in lives, and for your Spirit moving in affirmation. Lord, we pray as we go through this process that it not simply be a process, but that it be a relationship that is built between us and James, and in the power of your Spirit. We thank you for uniting this body together with one mind and one purpose and having the same heart. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.